Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Dr. Nikki, professional as always, sipping champagne in one hand, giving off sex advice with the other. That sounds weird. She definitely didn't use her hands, apart from maybe emulating points while she was on the phone at her party. Her knowledge was still just as wise regarding topics that dabble in sexualness and psychology, because she's a sexologist. Also, have you ever Googled yourself? Self-centered. Curiosity often kills the cat. Now, sometimes you want to see what's going on. Sometimes you want to see if there's any stuff you don't know about yourself that maybe on the internet. Maybe that old internet knows something about you that you don't. We chatted about that. Also, the world's hardest bee quiz. Oh, yeah, make a beeline for that one. Yeah, that's at the end of the podcast. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Sex.
Let's have sex.
I had sex with her.
And life. I'm gonna live my life. With Dr. Nikki Goldsmith.
What on earth is a professional sexologist like you doing out and about at this hour? Go home. It's a school night.
Well, this is the thing. When you're a sexologist, there's no such thing as a school night.
Whoop.
So every night is play night.
Oh, what are you doing? At some sort of event or cocktail gala?
Sitting here with a glass of champagne in my hand at a beautiful table with flowers and crystal chandeliers, and I'm talking about sex.
Oh, great. The goose is well and truly loose.
I'm classing it up.
What's the difference between a fantasy and a desire? One is like that you think you might want it, and one is like, I must have this, correct?
Okay, so a desire is something that is innate. Right, so we don't necessarily have a choice out of it. It's something that we feel from the inside. You desire somebody. You desire to do a particular thing. The problem is sometimes desires are not things that you particularly want to feel. You know, what happens when you desire a work colleague, or you're married and you desire someone else, or you have a desire that maybe doesn't fit into what you think is normal and acceptable in terms of sexuality? Then you get fantasies, which is something that doesn't necessarily have to make sense. You know, that thought that when you're laying in bed, you might be having a bit of a play, a bit of self-loving, and this random thought comes into your head. That's a fantasy. That's something that you think about, but you might not actually desire a fantasy. So desire is something that you want to do. It's more real. Fantasy is something more that sits in your mind and you just think about and it turns you on. And I think that's where there gets that confusion because of desire and fantasy. We don't actually have to live out our fantasies. You know, all these memes on Instagram that go, you can have your fantasy, you can live your fantasy. Fantasy's not reality, right? Fantasy's not necessarily going to work out too well. Mm. It's the desires that we actually have to pay close attention to.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of the time when I watch porn, I use the search term latex because I'm a textures man, you see, and I quite like that like sort of shiny, sort of wet-looking sort of thing. And then I actually messaged someone on this sexy website where you meet up with people, and she was the latex queen. And she was what I thought was exactly what I wanted. I was like, hey, you want to meet up sometime and I can explore my latex fetish? And she was like, yeah, sure thing. And then I never messaged her back. And I was like, hang on, what the hell's going on here? Do I just have a fantasy about watching latex porn and don't actually want to do the latex in real life? Why aren't I messaging back? What's wrong with you, Lakey?
Possibly. And that's completely okay. And that's where when people have these fantasies that really don't make sense, or they have these crazy fantasies about someone they shouldn't be fantasizing about, or that thought that comes into your head and you think, oh my God, unthink that. It's okay, because it doesn't actually mean that you want to do it in real life. It's just a thought that comes to your mind, and it might be a thought that feels good at that moment and that turns you on. So that's where it's kind of like we have to free the fantasy. You know, we have to get permission to say, whatever you think about during masturbation or sex is okay. It's the desire that we have to be more concerned about, because there's a research recently that came out that said if we suppress certain desires, they come out stronger. Mm. You know, and that's where it becomes really problematic. You know, what happens if you were brought up to believe that monogamy was the most acceptable form of a relationship, yet you really desire having an open relationship? You try and suppress that, you get married, you have two kids, and then 10 years down the track, that desire comes out even stronger. Mm. So that's where we actually have to listen to those desires. We have to actually think, is this something that I can live my life with? Is this something that is really strong? because it's those desires that also have the potential to destroy us. You know, what happens in some particular situations, you've got guys who are thinking, no, this desire towards another man is religiously wrong, it's morally wrong, but they feel it, and it will stay there, and it will come back, and it will come back stronger. So we actually need to pay attention to those, whereas fantasies, we just need to let them come and go into our head.
Well, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, with a little comment just applying to all the closeted straight men out there who have been in a monogamous relationship for 30 years. Oh, yeah.
Come
out.
Your
day
out.
Of cock bending's coming. You're going to go hammer and tongs one night. You're just going to explode. Don't suppress it. Have one cock now or 50 cocks in 10 years' time. It's your choice.
Well, you know, it is a problematic thing for a lot of people when they've been brought up to think that a particular way of life is acceptable, and then they desire something that is different. And whether that is being attracted to the same sex or whether that is living a life slightly differently, you know, it's a real problem because it's that nature versus nurture argument. You might be nurtured to think one way is right, but nature, what you innately desire, is telling you something different. Mm. And that's where we actually have to listen to what that desire is saying.
Very interesting comments indeed from Dr. Nikki. I am now faced with the choice. Do I go and hook up with latex loving off the internet, or do I just bide my time and hopefully I don't have an embarrassing situation at Clark Rubber 25 years from now? It's my choice.
I just think, knowing you as I have known you for the last few months or weeks, I think you just need to do latex lover, because I feel like next week it's going to make a fantastic conversation for us to sit here and talk about latex.
It will. I'm going to lube myself up in deep hot canola oil. I'm going to slide right over to latex loving. I'm going to experience everything that I deserve. I'm a textures man. Hey, can you stick around? We've received a couple of Instagram messages asking me to ask you this. I'm too busy to have sex. How do I have sex? I'm too busy. I reckon you can fit it in somewhere. Can we do that next?
I will pour myself another glass of champagne and I'm all yours.
Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey, still with Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist, who is down at the harbour enjoying a couple of champagnes with the gals and the guys, whilst also multitasking and talking about sex. Jeez, the looks you must be getting around the harbour. Is there like an old couple on a romantic date and they're just doing like monogamous missionary sex for the past 20 years and tonight's their big fortnightly sex night and they're just looking at you going, God, how does she do it? How does she do it?
Sadly, everybody seems to be more preoccupied with posting photos on their social media profiles. So I feel like I just want to stand up on the table and just scream, sex! And see who looks around. Drop your phones and focus on your sex lives, people.
Oh, yes. Well, do that indeed. And also enlighten us how we can have sex if we're too busy to have sex. Because we get this message all the time. I'm a shift worker. She's a this. We're too busy with the kids. And when do we fit in our time? There's not enough time, Dr. Nikki. There's not enough time.
Well, I feel like this is the problem of the modern day couple. You know, you both work, you've got gym routines to go through, you've got children, you've got Netflix, you have an Instagram profile. When on earth do you have time to have sex? This is where I think we first of all need to look at why we have sex. It's not just because we read in some magazine that 2.4 times is the average time an Aussie couple has sex. By the way, I still don't know what the 0.4 is. But it's not that we're trying to tick off some list so that we feel normal. We need to have a look at the purpose of sex, that it's to connect, that it's to feel good about ourselves, it's to feel loved, it's to feel pleasure, all these benefits, all these things. Then we need to look at being creative when it comes to the time of day that we're having sex. So a lot of couples, I say to them, well, what about the shower in the morning? Can you have a shower together? You know, think about the couple that has two kids. Are you putting the kids to bed and then watching Netflix and catching up on emails? You know, maybe when you put the kids to bed, because normally when kids first go to bed, they're not going to wake up, that's the time to be having sex. Then you start your nightly rituals of brushing your teeth and putting your face cream on and getting to bed. You know, is it a matter of having sex on the weekend? You need to be creative, but in order to be creative, you also need to be having good sex. If sex has become boring for you, then you're not going to have the motivation to find the creativity, to find the time to do it. So you also need to address, well, what's the type of sex that we're having? Are we both satisfied? Have we had the discussion around what is it that you want in the bedroom? Now, if you can find that balance of creating different times of the day to have sex with actually increasing the pleasure factor when it comes to the type of sex that you're having, then that's going to be the motivating factor of, do I go and do that extra class at the gym, or do I come home and have sex with my partner before I put dinner on? Or do I have sex with my partner when the kids are in bed and instead of watching Netflix? I think there was recent research out that said that Netflix is actually killing our sex lives because we prefer to tune into Netflix and numb our mind than actually to connect with our partner. Stop watching Netflix and have sex.
Well, you know what? Couples maybe could like incorporate a rule where instead of Netflix or there's a sort of like a little net nanny on the Netflix where it doesn't start till 9 o'clock. And if you turn on your Netflix anywhere between 8:30 and 9, it just redirects to your favourite romantic porno that you can enjoy as a couple. And then you start riding each other like some sort of elliptical or cross trainer. And then all of a sudden you got your gym, your Netflix and your sex all done in one go. Genius.
I don't actually know if we're allowed to have porn on Netflix, but if we're not, I think it should be. Just for the sake of couples that are tuning into Netflix series, and there's people that keep posting online, what Netflix series should I watch next? Well, why don't you actually have a conversation with the person next to you on the couch and maybe even a little bit of loving?
Yeah. May I suggest binge-watching Cheerleader Anal Adventures 5 all the way through to 23. Very
okay,
good quality
why
content.
Why does it have to be the words cheerleader and anal?
Because that's a deadly combination. Woo! One of my favourites. Get around me. Get around me. Get around me.
There's
different
the,
genres for different people.
Insight into your desire and fantasy.
I've got plenty of them. Thanks, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Hopefully busy couples out there can find a way to jump on the good foot and do the bad thing. As always, pleasure talking. Behave yourself at the cocktail gala and we'll chat next week.
I will. I'll have a champagne for you.
Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country and all through the night on 131060. Get this for a news story. I won't stop suing Google. Victoria man vows. I mean, you know he's serious when this mentions the V word there. He's vowed. He hasn't just said this. He hasn't just put this on the record. He vows to not stop suing Google until they remove every image and article of him off the internet. And the ironic thing is, the more this man sues, the more articles that are going to get written about him. You can't stop it. You just keep paving a way to paradise, mate. It's never going to stop. The road will continue. Milorad Trikulia is his name, or Michael for short. He won't stop suing Google until they remove his name and photos from the internet. So this bloke's won a high court battle to sue the search engine for defamation, he claims, over images and search results that link him to the Melbourne criminal underworld. He was shot in the back at a Melbourne restaurant in 2004, and he's managed to argue because when people Google his name, they'll sort of like see like his back and gunshot wounds, and then further Google images along are criminal members of the underworld, so by association. And he's not happy about that, and his main concern, says Mr. Trikulia, is that he'll get the legal action he wants until the full result is in the midst because he's fearful someone will see the images and tell his grandchildren he's a hardened criminal. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure how the whole concept of speech works is that if someone tells your grandchild something, you just tell them it's not true. You just tell them this story. You just say, no, I got shot in the back, mate. And then you Google image me and then, yeah, that's what happens with Google. You go down a bit more and then the images become less and less related to the original concept. He's missing the point. One of life's great joys, I mean, is Googling your name from time to time, seeing if there's any hot gossip. There's a myriad of reasons why you might Google yourself. One, natural curiosity. Two, is there anyone out there famous with your name? And C, to just go browsing on Google Images and see what's out there. I got the shock of my life about a month or two ago, and I don't know where it's gone now. And I've tried taking safe search settings off and all sorts. But a lot of people, when you Google your name these days, you'll get the MySpace photos from back in the day. And MySpace accounts for most of us have gone untouched for years, and there'll be some really embarrassing photos on there. And I think it must have been 2007. There was an ABC party on the university campus, which was anything but clothes. And the old Lake Dog 5000 went as best dressed. And all it was me completely nude with some Glad wrap around my nether regions. And I put a toilet roll over my penis, attached some fishing line from the toilet roll to my finger. So therefore, every time I raised my hand to say hi and greet people at the party, it looked like I was getting a boner as well. Classic, classic big man on campus. Good guy at the ABC party. And there's a photo of that online. So if one were to type Danny Lakey in a couple of months ago, that comes up. And I just saw that one day. I was just playing around, Googling my name. So that's, I remember that. I forgot there was a photo of that out there. And there was also one of me doing a poo on the toilet. That's the great thing. And that's what Milorad Trkulja is going to miss out on if he goes through with this lawsuit. 131060, I think we've all Googled our name from time to time. But what popped up? Did it come news to you that was actually like some famous Russian oligarch with the same name as you? Did you maybe uncover some sort of photo? Maybe some scandalous rumours about yourself? Maybe the newsletter from school back in 2004? You just don't know. 131060, what came up when you Googled yourself? If you've got a story, if you've ever typed in before, let us know what happened. And if you've never Googled yourself and just thought of it, have a quick Google now. Oh yeah, treat yourself to a decent Google. See what comes up. Let us know. 131060, what came up when you Googled yourself? Calls up next. Right around the country, wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey on 131060, chatting what came up when you Googled yourself. And there's a Victorian man by the names of Milorad Trkulja. He won't stop suing Google until they remove his name and photos from the internet. I mean, it's a big call. It's going to be a big job. If he wins the case, there's someone at Google who's going to have their work cut out for him. Because not only now, there are all these original images and articles about Milorad from when he got shot in the back in 2004. Now there are all these articles coming out of the man who is suing Google. And then if the man has successfully sewn Google, then all of a sudden there's going to be more articles and people are going to have to be deleting those. And it's just going to be a gift that keeps on giving, I feel. A bottomless pit, one might say. Milorad is not happy that when you Google image his name, it comes up underneath with other images like figures from Underbelly and criminal underworld characters. I mean, Milorad, the thing is, mate, when you Google image yourself, you don't just get 100% images of you. It's not your own personal photo album. It's just covered up with a little algorithm that links other images and photos around what's been going on. I've Googled myself before, uncovered some pretty sinister MySpace photos, if I don't say so myself. Great memories, though. That's the thing. I forgot all about that ABC party. And one day I was bored, Googled myself, saw a photo of me completely naked at this party on the balcony. Had a little bit of toilet paper roll around my penis, attached with some fishing wire to my finger. Therefore, every time I raised my hand, it looked like I was emerging with a boner at the same time. It took ages to get the string length right. There's a lot of movement between the hand and sort of room for error before you can just raise your hand and you still have a floppy penis. It took a good 45 minutes. It's the longest I've taken to get ready for a party. How ironic is that? An anything but clothes party, and that's the longest time. Katie and Bendigo, 131060, what happened when you Googled yourself?
I came across a few photos taken with a boyfriend.
Oh.
So he had these photos and posted them on a website.
Nude photos?
Yeah. They were very nude. Oh. They were super nude.
Oh god.
They were kind of as nude as they can get.
Oh, wow, explicitly nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So like one of those photos, but it would pretty much, it belongs more in one of those hardcore videos rather than a photo sort of context. I think I know the ones. Yeah. I think I've got quite the image painted in my head now as well. Ah, what a dick. I mean, you don't do that, do you? That's private stuff. And if a relationship goes, you either keep those under lock or you delete them forever. That's the only two options there. You don't go, I think that's revenge porn in the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it was on a revenge porn website, so that's how I, not that I look at revenge porn in my spare time, but I when I Googled myself, it took a link to that revenge porn website.
Wow, that's interesting that you can Google yourself, because I don't know much about revenge porn myself. I thought that was sort of on the dark web and whatnot, and you've really got to go seeking for it, but that's interesting that you were just a click away on Google for uncovering it. That must have been such a shock.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked because it was something like 4 years later or something.
Right.
I was pretty angry.
And yeah, I would really assume so. Now, was anger the best word to describe it? Embarrassment? Any shame at all? And I'm not saying that you should feel that at all, but there's lots of different ways people can react to that kind of situation.
Oh, well, I was kind of like, what a prick.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
at
sure.
the same time, I was in pretty good shape, so yeah. I wasn't embarrassed.
I quite like those glamour shots, actually. Probably look better on a page 3 centerfold, yes.
Yeah, before I got him to take it down.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, I mean, what a douchebag. And I've come to terms with the fact there's an extremely sinister video of me floating around out there, and 5 people have it on their iPhones, and they're scattered all over the globe, and it's pretty much the number one reason I don't drink anymore. And
Yeah.
I've got the video as well from my camera phone, and I always make sure, because there's like six different versions of it on six different phones, six different angles, I refuse to delete mine, because although it's one of my worst memories, I keep mine because if anyone ever tries to blackmail me with that tape that they've got, I just release my version, which is the best well shot of all of them, because it's the POV. So that's what I keep as insurance. Like, I'm going to take all the power away from you if this revenge porn ever comes up. I'm going to post mine first. Get straight to it.
I should have done that.
Always post your own nude pics. That's the way to go. Take the power right out of the revenge porn's hands. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the honesty. Cheers.
See ya.
Richard in New South Wales. Now, what happened when you Googled yourself?
Morning, big dog.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Hey, so I Googled myself just now, and in brackets comes under beside that I'm a murderer.
Oh, wow. So you've typed in your full name, and you've done life's ultimate crime.
Yeah, so it's, it says there, like, in the 60s there, the guy was a notorious murder name for the Mengu Tapu murders, which occurred on the Mengu Tapu track southeast of Nelson in New Zealand.
Yeah, wow.
He was, he ended up dying in the late 60s there, but due to execution by hanging.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, the positive thing is that at least it's a lot of generations back, because there could have been some confusion there if this was some sort of like 90s noughties killer who's going on. People might have got the wrong idea about you.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you know, there's a few different other stories on there. Like, there's other ones about like people being vegan and that, but being the murderer, that's probably the best one there, I reckon.
Yeah, wow. You Googled any pictures of yourself before? Any images on Google?
No, I didn't do any image searches. I just found this and started reading about the story about this bloke, and then, I haven't done any image searches.
Yeah, right. I thought maybe if you Google image Richard, it would just come up with a whole heap of dick pics. Am I right? Shut up, lady. That was cool.
Get around
me. Thank you. Cheers for the calls. Hey, world's hardest bee quiz. That's happening next for Donald Trump toilet paper. Right around the country, wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey on 131060 and on Twitter and Instagram as well at Wakey It's Lakey. There's a lot of stories getting around at the moment about this topic, and it's really sort of flooding the mainstream media. And I guess, unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard over the past couple of days the amount of coverage that bumblebees are getting. I mean, just a couple just off the bat here. There's a swarm of bees that halted an Ecuadorian soccer match. That was quite the sight to see online over the past couple of days. There's also some breaking news that the humble Australian bee is helping to disrupt the plastics industry. That went to print just merely minutes ago. Thank you to the people at the Courier Mail for the media release on that one. And also, bees understand the concept of nothingness, and that's big in the science world over the past 24 hours as well. Yeah, bee has a new concept of what zero means, and all of these combined has spurred this.
A very topical story about
soccer match in Ecuador temporarily sabotaged by invasion of bees, and reports the humble Australian bee is helping to disrupt the plastics industry, and a scientific breakthrough discovering that bees understand the concept of nothingness.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound
bee.
It's the world's hardest
bee quiz.
Yeah, I'm buzzing about this one. I'm absolutely buzzing. I expect a swarm of calls coming through, producer Felix.
The humble honeybee, not only is it saturating the media market, it doesn't surprise me, because the amount of sayings that bees are involved in, the amount of people with bee tattoos these days, the amount of documentaries about bees. I mean, honestly, it's like bees to a honeypot. Bee in your bonnet, none of your beeswax. The bees' knees, birds and the bees, make a beeline, busy as a bee. And what's the buzz in the beehive? Never has an animal or insect had so many idioms created just around that one animal. And tonight, for a square of Donald Trump toilet paper, you can get all 10 questions, or at least get to question number 10 and get it correct, with the answer containing the word or sound bee in it. Then a square of Donald Trump toilet paper is up for grabs for you. Question number one is as follows. Also on our Instagram story at Wakey It's Lakey, already one of the biggest pop stars of our generation. Remembering, every answer has the word or sound bee in it. One of the biggest pop stars of our generation. Come on down, player number one, fastest fingers through. It's Ash in Melbourne. Hello, Ash.
Hey, how you going?
Very good, thank you. Are you like us on the Wake It's Lakey Instagram page? Are they giving you the heads up on this one?
No problem, I'll give you a like, mate.
One of the biggest pop stars of our generation. But who could it be?
It's got to be Word in it.
This is what happens when someone goes rogue and just gets excited about the quiz.
Oh, no.
There's no prize for first caller through. This isn't that kind of quiz. This is the last person to get a question right. We'll win the quiz tonight. You just hold back there. You barge it. Oh, he's got there. Beyonce is correct. By the skin of your teeth. You're lucky that I had a bit of housekeeping to do with how the quiz works. Bought you a couple of extra seconds. Well, it's blind faith that he shows in himself. And you can't knock that tactic until we buzz him out a little later on in the quiz. And number two, a Disney movie.
Disney movie. Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, Beauty and the Beast is correct. Oh, yeah. What do you like better, the original animated version or the new sort of real-life version of the
Beast? Definitely the animated version.
Oh, yeah. So true. The animated version. God. Right. Gaston and that big, thick neck of his. Oh, yeah. What an Adam's apple on the man. Huge. Lumiere. Oh, Mrs. Potts. Don't even get me started on Mrs. Potts. But, hey, I'm a sucker for a mature teapot. Don't judge me. At number three, a vegetable that has the ability to stain one's clothes.
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
A vegetable that has the ability to stain one's clothes.
Beetroot.
Oh! Beetroot is correct, yeah. And congratulations on saying beetroot like a normal person and not like some people I know that go beetroot. You're going to break a jaw if you pronounce it like that. It's beetroot. It's very simple.
That's correct.
Very easy word to pronounce. Number four, a fun item to bring to a park or beach.
A beach towel?
No. No one's having fun with a beach towel. What are you doing with that beach towel? What are you doing bringing a beach towel to a park? Huh? Having fun with the beach towel at a park, are you, Ash? Creepy boy. Yeah, well, you got to say something, but unfortunately, no. Incorrect. Thanks for playing, Ash. Jesse on the Central Coast. We move on to you. Good time to join the quiz. Question number four, a fun item to bring to a park or beach. Any ideas?
I'm thinking beach ball.
Oh, you would be thinking beach ball, wouldn't you? Would you bring a beach ball to a park? I mean, you could.
Not really, but you would take it to the beach.
I know you would. I know. But just because half of the question works out doesn't mean that the full thing does. That's why I expanded it to the park to make the answer very clear and that no one could dispute this and we'd avoid this kind of argument live on the air. No, it's not the beach ball. I mean, bring the beach ball to the park at your peril, but there's a lot of dogs getting around. Once one gets hold of that, gone. No fun at the park anymore. It's not the beach ball, unfortunately. Sorry. Bye-bye. Okay. Jack from Maitland, you in a mood for a good old-fashioned game of whispers?
Nah, mate.
Don't be whispering on the air. That's horrible. Horrible for all involved. Question number four. A fun item to bring to a park or beach.
Frisbee.
Frisbee is correct. Oh, yeah, undisputable. You can bring it to the beach or the park. It's fun both ways. Probably more fun at the park because of more shelter. Nothing worse than getting really excited for a good old frisbee throwing session with your mate and you realise down at the beach there's squally conditions and one of you has to go against the wind. Just keep pushing the other one back. Oh, frisbees. Good fun, though. Throw a frisbee. Want to join my ultimate frisbee team?
Yeah, why not?
I'll tell you why not, because they put the word ultimate in front of it. What a lame thing to do. Ultimate frisbee. Oh, I'd play with you if you didn't put ultimate at the front of it. I'm not going to tell everyone I'm an ultimate frisbee person. I suppose you'd like to join my gnarly volleyball team as well. My radical rugby league squad, Jack from Maitland.
Gnarly.
Question number five. A character who's comedic and actions speak louder than his words. Bit cryptic.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's really got me stumped. A comedic character whose actions speak louder than their words.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah, definitely not.
Nah, that's all right. Even got me stumped. And I wrote the bloody quiz. Nicole in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I mean, awkward time. Awkward time. When someone's on hold, neither here nor there, and they're sort of in between, in that weird holding zone, are you thinking, oh, please not me next. Please not me with that question. Any question but that question.
That's exactly it. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And now you're angry. Now you're frustrated. Now you feel a little sheepish that you were on hold for a couple of minutes. You think, why has the radio gods decided for me to be next? Any other question? Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
I have.
That's the thing. No. I know exactly what's going on in your mind. Yep, I crawled right up your chin, up your cheek, into your little ear and hung out in your brain for a while. Sorry, Nicole.
Thank you.
That's right. Come back a little later. Steve in Melbourne. Question number six. Oh, sorry, number five. Yeah, comedic character whose actions speak louder than their words.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a as well. I've got no idea.
Yeah, nah. It's got people stumped. Yeah, it's interesting.
Can we get a bit of a hint?
I will do no such thing, Steve from Melbourne. I will go straight to a song. I'm that offended. What do you think I am? Some sort of cheap quiz whore? Just drops his pants for a clue? I will not bow down to you. No means no. 131060 if you know the answer. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. Bees are saturating the media market at the moment. You can't escape the bees. It's a bad problem to have, unless you're playing the quiz.
A very topical story about...
soccer match in Ecuador temporarily sabotaged by invasion of bees. And reports the humble Australian bee is helping to disrupt the plastics industry. And a scientific breakthrough discovering that bees understand the concept of nothingness.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound...
bee.
It's the world's hardest...
bee quiz. Well, you can imagine that beekeepers all over the country would be creaming those little bee suits of theirs. There's so much bee news getting around. Whole newspaper dedicated to bees, I reckon. It's bee month. What is this? Some sort of bee propaganda month? Jeez, easy with the bees. At least after this quiz. 10 questions. If you get to question number 10, you win a square of Donald Trump toilet paper to wipe your behind with. Get around me. Bee. We are up to question number 5. It's a tough one. Had a couple of people stumped so far. A comedic character whose actions spoke louder than their words. Slightly cryptic, but the answer's definitely there for those who pay special attention. Cherie from Raymond Terrace. What's Raymond Terrace? Some sort of suburb?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get worried when the suburbs could also be viewed as like a street name. I'm like, oh God, has producer Felix said where are you from? And you've taken it too literally and now revealed your address to the whole of Australia.
Okay, I should have said Newcastle.
It's a town in Newcastle or nearby. Hey, good place. We're up to question number 5. A comedic character whose actions speak louder than their words. You know anyone who might fit that description?
I mean, I thought of one, but I'm not sure if it counts. What about Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob? Because he doesn't even talk, but he's still funny. How does that not count?
Because it doesn't have the word or sound B in it.
Yeah, Bob. His name is Bob.
Yeah, not the letter B, the word or sound. B. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, well. B. You know what? B. Gone with you. And listen to the radio 10 seconds in delay and hear the embarrassment ensue for yourself. Sorry. Can't award the point. Ashton in Mackay on 131060.
Hey, mate. How you going?
You're all across the rules and regulations, I assume, and not just featuring the letter B. In the answer
somewhere. I understand how it works.
Because
yeah,
I tell you what, if we just featured a letter every night, the world would be my oyster when writing questions and answers for this question.
You'd never get the answer at that, right?
What do you think it is?
Mate, I'm absolutely stumped. I was praying something before me would get it.
Oh, it's a tough question, I assume.
I reckon Steve had the right idea. And you should give everyone a clue.
No, Steve did have the right idea. And you sound like a much more charming, handsome character. And sometimes my morals change depending on the attraction of the man involved. You know how it is. If Steve were to do it, it's completely disgusting. However, a handsome man like you, Ashton, well, I'm butter that's melting in your mouth. I will give a clue. He drives a tiny car. Ooh, now I'm going to love you and leave you. Unfortunately, Ashton, that's the thing. You sacrifice one to get to the next. Yes, we got Ashton to thank for the clue, but he won't get a second bite at that cherry. Demo from Werribee. Hello?
Hello.
Is that your name, Demo?
No, it's absolutely not.
Oh. Why the hell is someone written here Demo? Were you demoing maybe for like a voice role at the station at one point and someone's just put that in as your nickname?
Yeah, look, I'm happy to roll with it.
All right, Demo from Werribee. What is your name?
Gemma.
Gemma. Oh, God, yeah, no, they're way off. They're way off. Yeah. Question number five. A comedic character whose actions speak louder than their words.
It's Mr. Bean, you fool.
Oh, Mr. Bean is correct. Mr. Bean, you fools. Yeah, you're all fools, every last one of you, including me, just before the clue was given away, 10 seconds before. Question number six, a large semi-aquatic rodent.
A beaver.
Beaver is correct. Yeah. Number seven. I mean, you've dug a very deep pit here because you know I'm going to bust out the fool bomb. I'm going to tar you with fool feathers if you don't get all the way to question number 10. But I'm backing you. I'm backing you in here. Come on, Demo. A slang term used for small breasts. Oh.
Can you say the question again?
A slang term used for small breasts.
Oh, bee sting.
Bee stings. What are we doing? Who the hell coined the term bee stings? Oh yeah, look at that. Look at those small small A cups. You know what they look like? Bee stings. I'm like, well, I think I could probably argue that even the smallest of boobs usually are more lumpy than just a subtle bee sting. Unless, of course, they were referring to a big set of natural double E knockers and referring that they may be allergic to bee stings and both their pectoral muscles swell up. Maybe. We'll never know the origins of where bee stings come from. Question number eight, three away from wiping your chocolate date. A name given to an alpha female in a group of girlfriends.
The name.
Oh, no! You fool! You fool!
You fool!
You're a fool! You're a fool! Don't even know question eight! What a fool! Get out of here, fool! Rob from Melbourne. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. Question number eight. A name given to the alpha female in a group of girlfriends. Any ideas?
I don't.
Whoa, I've heard every single sound that's ever created in that one phone call.
Yeah, I heard the comedic character sitting here like, please go to me, I know this, but you got me on one, I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Thanks, Rob. Find high ground next time you call in, please. Chloe in Coffs Harbour, hello.
Hi.
Question number eight, not a bad time to join the quiz. A name given to the alpha female in a group of girlfriends.
The Queen Bee.
Yes, Queen Bee is correct. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't mess with a queen bee. Do you have a queen bee in your friendship group, Chloe?
Oh, no, not really.
Oh, that means you're the queen bee.
I'll take that.
Question number nine. One of the most popular Spice Girls songs of all time.
Wanna Be.
Oh, Wanna
Be
is correct. Oh, yeah. So true. I mean, how are the lyrics in that song? Whoever came up with that, what a genius. If you want to be my lover, you gotta. I mean, I can't stress it up. You gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever because friendship never ends and you know much as the next person. Partly because Chloe's friends are too afraid to leave the Queen Bee. She rules the hive. Question number 10. Oh, geez. Prepare that pickled pipe of pickled pepper. Chloe from Coffs Harbour. You can be wiping your bum with Donald Trump toilet paper if you get this question correct. An Australian retail franchise famous for its bonanza lighting sales.
No, hang on.
Oh no. Come on.
Bonanza lighting sales.
Oh, don't do that. That hurts everyone's ears.
Sorry. Oh.
Thanks, Chloe. Jeez, it hurts. It really hurts. Nicole from Melbourne. Is this second bite, Nicole? Second bite of the cherry. She got through again.
Go.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to the Cole for getting through. I mean, they say that you got to lose a grand final to win one. Sometimes you got to get right to the Cole face and burn yourself right there.
And being a Richmond supporter, I know all about it.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah, getting there well plenty of times. Congratulations on your recent success, but I'll be having none of it as a West Coast Eagles supporter.
Sorry about that.
Question number 10. An Australian retail franchise famous for its Bonanza lighting sale.
Is it Beacon?
Oh, it is Beacon! I've never seen anything like it. It's a good year. The year of the tiger.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers and go Beacon Lighting. Oh, yeah. Let's pretend we live in a world where we're both supporting the same AFL team and going shopping for lighting and fans. Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Look at the sale. Beacon Lighting. Great deals.
Lamp or pendant and receive 40% off your second from our inspiring.
That'll set the mood.
Catalogue sale on now.
Great ambiance.